Foxton Readers, Level 4, The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandra Dumas. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Read by Sally Cave. Copyright Foxton Books, 2019. Chapter 1. It was always an event to see a ship coming into the port at Marseille. It was the same when Edmond Dantès arrived. The captain of the ship had died from brain fever, and Edmond had taken over the ship. The crew and the cargo were all safe. Monsieur Morel, the owner of the ship, met them at Marseille and came on board to talk about what happened on the voyage. The crew and the cargo were all safe. Monsieur Morel, the owner of the ship, met them at Marseille and came on board to talk about what happened on the voyage. Edmond was the first mate on the ship. When the captain had died, Edmond had taken over. Most of the crew were happy about this, but the man in charge of the money on the ship wasn't. His name was Danglars. Danglars hated Edmond and did everything he could to undermine him. When Edmond was busy, Danglars told Monsieur Morel that the ship was late because Edmond had taken the ship to the Isle of Elba without any good reason. When Edmond came back, Monsieur Morel asked Edmond why he had gone to the Isle of Elba. "The captain gave me a package to deliver. I took the package to the marshal and saw the emperor while I was there," Edmond explained. "He remembered your family." Monsieur Morel was very pleased, but he warned Edmond, "It might bring you trouble later on if people knew you had taken the package to the marshal and talked to the emperor." Edmond didn't understand why it would cause trouble. He had to talk to the port authorities about the ship before he could ask why. Danglars saw his chance to undermine Edmond again. The captain gave Edmond a letter as well as a package. "Did he give it to you?" Danglars asked. "No, he didn't," Monsieur Morel replied. When Edmond came back, Monsieur Morel invited him to dinner. "I'm sorry, I can't. I have to go to see my father," Edmond said. "Of course, but I think that you want to go now and visit someone else first. The lovely Mercedes," Monsieur Morel smiled. "I am going to marry her," Edmond blushed. Edmond had saved up 3 months of wages on the trip to Marseille. His father was a poor man, and Edmond knew the value of saving money. "Did the captain give you a letter for me?" Monsieur Morel asked. "No, he couldn't write." "Can I have permission for some time off?" Edmond asked. "So you can get married?" Monsieur Morel asked. "Yes, and then go to Paris," Edmond replied. "It will take 6 weeks to unload the ship and 3 months before we go back to sea. Just be back here before the end of the 3 months." "A ship can't sail without her captain," Monsieur Morel replied. "I am the new captain," Edmond asked. "I need to talk to my partner, but yes," Monsieur Morel replied. Thank you, Edmund said. He had tears in his eyes as he shook hands with Monsieur Morel. Edmund left the ship and was rowed ashore. Monsieur Morel watched him as he got out of the boat and onto the dock. Danglars stood behind Monsieur Morel and watched Edmund go with hatred in his eyes. Edmund went to see his father first to tell him he was home and gave him some of his wages. The tailor, Caderousse, came to see Edmund. Caderousse was a neighbour of Edmund's father. Edmund didn't like him. When Edmund was away, Caderousse took advantage of Edmund's father. But Edmund was a fair man and even offered to lend Caderousse money, but he refused. He thought Edmund was arrogant and wanted to upset him as much as possible. I met your friend Danglars today. He told me you were home, Caderousse told him. Edmund listened to Caderousse tell him about Danglars and how Edmund had offended Monsieur Morel by choosing to visit his father instead of having dinner with him. He asked a lot of questions about the ship and whether Edmund was the new captain. Edmund made sure that his father's money was away from the greedy Caderousse and then went to see Mercedes. Edmund made sure that his father's money was away from the greedy Caderousse and then went to see Mercedes. Caderousse waited until Edmund had gone before he left. On the corner of the street, Danglars was waiting for him. Did you see him? Danglars said. He just left, Caderousse replied. Did he tell you he wanted to be captain? Danglars asked. He talked like he already was. Monsieur Morel has told him so, Caderousse told him. Is he still in love with Mercedes? Danglars asked. Yes, completely. But there is a man called Fernand who is trying to marry her. If Edmund doesn't hurry, he will lose her, Caderousse replied. Danglars seemed to be happy about this and took Caderousse to get a bottle of wine so they could sit and drink it under a tree. Mercedes was at home and Fernand had come to visit her. Fernand had asked to marry her several times, but every time Mercedes refused. She loved Fernand only like a brother and was in love with Edmund. Fernand had been trying to marry Mercedes for 10 years, even though he was her cousin. On this visit, Fernand upset Mercedes so much that she started crying. I love Edmund Dantès, and he is the only man who will ever be my husband, she told Fernand firmly. Is that your final word on the matter? Fernand asked. Yes, it is. I will always love him, Mercedes replied. What if he is dead? Fernand asked. Then I will die too, Mercedes said firmly. Mercedes, a voice called from outside. Here I am, Edmund, she cried, as she leapt to her feet and rushed to the door. Edmund and Mercedes jumped into each other's arms. They saw nothing but each other. Fernand lurked in the shadows with his hand on a knife in his belt until Edmund spotted him. There was a tense moment, but Mercedes had warned Fernand that she would kill herself if anything happened to Edmund, and Fernand left. Fernand ran down the road, away from the house, and found Caderousse and Danglars, who were sitting under a tree with a bottle of wine. He sat down with them, and the three of them talked about Edmond Dantès. Fernand and Danglars both hated him. After talking for a moment about Edmond, the three men saw him coming down the road with Mercedes. "I will get nothing from these fools," Danglars thought. "Caderousse is a drunk, and Fernand is a coward." He wanted to do something to ruin Edmond. Edmond and Mercedes came over to the men and told them that they planned to get married the next day and then go to Paris. Edmond had something to take to Paris for the dead captain, though he didn't tell the three men that. Danglars knew that the captain had been plotting with other men to free the emperor from exile and overthrow the government. He also knew that the captain had given Edmond a letter. He knew that Edmond must be going to Paris for the dead captain, and a plan came to mind. Edmond and Mercedes went to tell other people about their wedding. In the meantime, Caderousse got drunk while Danglars and Fernand talked. Fernand knew that they couldn't just kill Edmond, as Mercedes had said that she would kill herself if Edmond was killed. "We'll send him to prison instead, then," Danglars grinned. He took out a pen and started writing a letter to the public prosecutor about Edmond. The letter told the prosecutor that Edmond was taking a letter from the emperor to his friends in Paris. "We can't do that. Edmund isn't conspiring with the emperor," Caderousse said. "It's only a joke," Danglars replied, as he screwed up the letter and threw it away. When he had got rid of the letter, Danglars took Caderousse home. Fernand waited until the two men were gone. Then he picked up the letter and posted it. The next day was all set for the wedding feast of Edmond and Mercedes. Everyone was there, including Monsieur Morel, Danglars, Caderousse and Fernand. Halfway through the wedding feast, the royal guards came to arrest Edmond. "What is going on?" Edmond was very confused. He didn't know why he was being arrested, or that he had done anything wrong. Only Danglars, Caderousse and Fernand knew what was happening. As Edmond was dragged away, Danglars went to talk to Monsieur Morel. "I know that your ship needs a captain. I can be the captain until Edmond is released," Danglars said. "Thank you. I am pleased to have your help, but only until Edmond is released," Morel agreed. Edmond and Mercedes were not the only couple that were getting married in Marseille. In another part of the town, there was the wedding feast of the daughter of the Marquis of Saint-Méran to Gérard de Villefort. Villefort was the deputy public prosecutor of Marseille and the son of a man who still supported the emperor. Villefort didn't want the king to hate him. After the emperor was defeated, Villefort renounced his father and swore that he was loyal to the king. During the feast, he stood up and told everyone, "I swear that anyone loyal to the emperor who falls into my hands will be punished most brutally." As he sat down, a man came over and whispered in his ear, "Sir, we have uncovered a plot to free the emperor. We need you to come with us." Villefort apologized to his bride and left the feast to go to his office. When he arrived there, he found Edmond Dantès waiting for him. "Do you know why you are here?" Villefort asked. No, sir, Edmund replied. You are part of a plot to free the Emperor. You are going to be punished for it, Villefort told him. No, I am not plotting with anyone. My dying captain asked me to take a letter to Paris. I am not involved in any political plot. I was just trying to carry out the last wish of a dying man. I have no opinions on anything except that I love my father, I love my wife, Mercedes, and I admire Monsieur Morel, Edmund protested. I see. Who were you taking the letter to? Villefort asked. He could tell that Edmund was telling the truth and was thinking about letting him go. It was rare to meet an honest man. A man I have never met, Noirtier, Edmund explained. Villefort felt his stomach drop. Noirtier was his father. All he could think was that if anyone else discovered his father's plot, Villefort would be ruined. You are guilty of conspiring against the king. You are going away to the Chateau d'If prison forever, Villefort told Edmund. But you can't. That prison is only for the most dangerous men. I must see the governor, Edmund cried. Take him away to dungeon. Put him in with the insane man who always promises to give 1,000,000 francs to the guard that sets him free, Villefort said.